to the Wednesday afternoon session, and would you please call the roll?
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Novick.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Hales.
Here. We have a single item on this afternoon. Would you please read that, Carl?
Item 299, accept report on the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative.
This is obviously an initiative that a lot of people care about. I want to welcome everyone for this discussion this afternoon and start our invited testimony with Multnomah County Chair Jeff Kogan. And I think he's going to be joined by Aneshka Dixon from the Portland Development Commission and John Jackley from PDC staff. So welcome, Mr. Chair, Commissioner, and John.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales, members of council. I'm Jeff Kogan, Multnomah County Chair, and I'm really thrilled to be here just testifying in support of this report on the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative. Now, the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative is an urban renewal proposal that has come forward, and as you know, Multnomah County is not always enthusiastically testifying in favor of urban renewal in the city of Portland. But this is actually a really different kind of urban renewal initiative, and there's many things about it that make it something that I frankly am extraordinarily excited about. From the very get-go, the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative was developed in very close consultation with Multnomah County, and that was very appreciated. But in its implementation, it's even more profoundly different than many other past urban renewal areas. One thing about it is that, unlike most urban renewal, this is not something that leads to the collection of debt. The money that is spent in the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative is current year dollars each year. And that's actually something that both is good in terms of indebtedness, but also provides a lot of flexibility because it can be changed as it goes along. And if it's working really well, it can be continued. And if not, it could not be. And I'm happy to say it has been working really well. Another thing about the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative that's distinctive is that it has been focused and targeted on parts of the city that have historically not necessarily been large beneficiaries from urban renewal investments generally and from economic development efforts specifically. And it's been focused on business areas, business districts, primarily in East Portland. And it's been very targeted. The districts themselves are really small, no larger than they need to be, but large enough to have some coherence. But really, the most profoundly different and important part of the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative is that it's both in its conception and its implementation a real partnership between local government and the community. The areas that decide to become part of the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative decide to become part of it. It's not something that is imposed upon them. And the investments need to be matched by the local areas so that really you have tremendous level of community buy-in. And that is just really a wonderful model, I think, for the city and for the community more broadly. Multnomah County is very happy to be partnering with the city on the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative. And aside from the general partnership, one of the unique levels of partnership here is that the law that changed the way urban renewal dollars are implemented provided that in some contexts, dollars go back early to the jurisdictions. And this was triggering that. But despite that, Multnomah County Board voted to reinvest $1 million that would have come back to Multnomah County into the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative. And it's because it's something that our entire board feels is a great initiative for the city of Portland. And so I'm really happy to be here today saying we support it. It's been great work. You can hear a lot from folks who have been involved on the ground today. And thank you for your partnership and for your leadership in this.
Great. Thank you for yours. Appreciate it. Aneshka, welcome.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales and commissioners. Thank you for allowing me to speak. I'm Aneshka Dixon, a PDC commissioner, also a business owner, vice president of Colas Construction Incorporated, which is a small but growing firm here in the city of Portland. We've been doing business for 16 years, and you know, I definitely can relate to the challenges that small businesses face in this city. And I think that this is why this initiative is also so important that we continue to support. I'm extremely happy to have been a PDC commissioner and to be part of this project, which really is including equity at the forefront. We're inclusive to various communities. I think providing opportunities to various business districts is exactly what is the cornerstone of these MPI districts. I've had the opportunity to tour these sites and visit with people within the community, and the excitement from those in the community is so, it's just so contagious. I'm getting thanked when they're the ones that are doing all the work, and I think that's what's the best part about this whole initiative is people are showing their passion and their commitment to their communities and to their businesses being successful, and that's why I'm so highly supportive of this initiative. My board stands behind it. I thank you for your commitment to it. You'll hear from the folks that really matter, which are those that are in the community that are driving these districts every single day. And I just thank you for allowing me to have the opportunity to be on this commission and to be able to be a part of this great initiative. Thank you.
Thank you. John, welcome.
Appreciate it, and good afternoon. I'm John Jackley, the Neighborhood Division Manager at PDC. I've got a very brief presentation here, some context, some background, the structure of the NPI districts, some of the challenges, accomplishments, and lessons learned. Obviously, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have, and then we'll be able to get to the community testimony pretty quickly. The NPI initiative is a critical part of the city's economic development strategy, which was adopted by Council in May 2011. And since the adoption of that strategy, PDC began working towards this new community-led, community-driven approach, which involves building local capacity, driving business growth, applying not just a job creation, but a very stringent equity lens to all of our financial and non-financial transactions, programs, and efforts, and then increasing efficiencies by working better and smarter with city bureaus, community partners, and other organizations. This effort takes place in a challenging context. There are equity gaps throughout the city of Portland. The State of Black Oregon report, the report of communities of color of Multnomah County, NEA's report, making the invisible visible, the data from the Hispanic Chamber, the census data, and all other places show a common finding that equity gaps of race, income, and geography continue to be profound in Portland. You can see just some of the trends in this slide. Communities of color disproportionately make lower incomes. Jobs are growing in the west side while poverty is increasing on the east side. Development can accelerate gentrification pressures, and neighborhoods are being strained by low-income population growth. Over the first year, PDC has focused its work in the neighborhoods with a robust and coordinative set of programs. Now, I realize that this slide violates every principle of PowerPoint presentation anyone has ever told you, but we just wanted to put in one place the four major areas that we're working in, and just to show you an example, not just a laundry list, but how each of these areas, with our partners, other bureaus, nonprofits, the community themselves, private organizations that have invested in the NPIs, to show you how we're leveraging and making more than just the sum total of its parts. In Lentz, for example, our business development team on any given day is working up and down the street, talking to businesses, assessing them, finding out what they need. We provide storefront and development opportunity grants, while the small and micro businesses are working with our technical service providers. We're also making extensive infrastructure investments in Lentz, $2.6 million for a streetscape on Foster Woodstock, which is Lentz Town Center, the $700,000 Lentz entryway project, and we're helping fund the 50th to 82nd street project as well. So when you look at this, I won't read everything. I just wanted to be able to show that we've got four main areas. It's very focused, and there's a number of specific outcomes, deliverables, and metrics under each area. Be happy to answer any questions you all might have about it. These are the six districts themselves. This initiative, as Chair Kogan said, was announced in the fall of 2011 by him and Mayor Adams. The districts were invited to participate, and in April of 2012, the City Council voted officially and formally to create these six small districts. We had some selection criteria. Number one, they needed to be outside of the existing URAs so we could give resources to places that didn't have them. We wanted them in priority neighborhoods, which would have lagging commercial investments, a higher than the city average poverty rate or lower than the median household income. We're looking for a concentration of minority-owned or minority-serving businesses, a concentration of locally-owned businesses, sufficient business community capacity to make these things happen, and then the appropriate commercial zoning and usage permissions. This program, the NPIs, builds on the successful Main Street model. It has on-the-ground district staff. PDC has a dual role as a grant administrator and a partner. And as Chair Kogan said, tax increment revenue is one of our most important tools. Each NPI area has a district manager whose work is overseen by a board of directors or a steering committee. These are the on-the-ground, feet-on-the-street staff that are connecting with businesses, looking at vacant properties, tracking job gains and losses, and basically being the full-time staff of the effort in the community. A key component of this program is economic and district revitalization. Over the course of 10 years, each district is estimated to receive approximately $1 million in tax increment revenue. The community will identify the projects, the community will make the decisions, and they'll be the ones implementing these. They could range from storefront improvements to lighting, street furnishings, street trees, all kinds of things like that. And then support for the NPI districts on the PDC side is provided staff, and we work directly with the district managers and the boards. So with almost 1 year under our belts, the program is moving forward, and it's on track, it's on budget, and it's meeting or exceeding its metrics. The NPIs have hired their district managers. They've opened the district offices. They already have their business surveys underway. They're planning their year one projects. They're actively engaging in branding, marketing, and that kind of communication. And they're also raising local funds, building more and more awareness in the districts themselves, and then participating in training that we've sponsored along with the Nonprofit Association of Oregon and others on things like financial management, volunteer recruitment, all the things that make a successful organization. They're also finding that each district has a different starting place in terms of either financial capital, human resources, different kinds of economic conditions. So the NPIs are tailoring their approach to each unique aspect of the community. We're also very realistic about some of the opportunities and the challenges that this effort is taking on. As we approach the end of the first year of the NPI, we've learned some important lessons. Number one, the need for a tailored approach. Number two, a multicultural, multilingual competency, not just at PDC, but in the districts themselves, is just absolutely essential. It's important that they start small and build capacity together. One challenge, very apparent, that we're running into, local fundraising is very challenging. It's time-consuming. The recession is still upon us. Times are hard out there, and it's not come along as fast as we would like, and we're working with the districts to try and accelerate the pace of that. We're also learning, of course, that there's no quick fixes to long-term problems and challenges, but at the same time, these districts can and will make great things happen. In terms of expected outcomes and how we measure success for the NPIs, we're looking for, and they are looking for, increased visibility of the business districts, strengthening the existing businesses that are there, filling vacant spaces, growing jobs within. The first year metrics, community participation. We want at least 3,000 volunteer hours per district. We want net business growth, net job growth, and overall stronger business districts than we had a year ago. This concludes the formal presentation on the NPIs. I wanted to get through it relatively quickly. Be happy to answer any questions you might have. We would like to give a shout out in closing to our partners, starting with Multnomah County, the City of Portland, the Northwest Area Foundation, and Gary Cunningham, who will speak to you later on, is a very large investor in the NPI program. Chase Bank and Bryant Stewart have provided critical funding. Von Summers and Greg Cantor at Northwest Natural have also been very generous in their assistance, and we've also received financial support from EPAP and Wells Fargo as well. We've got a couple of other prospects too. We'll see how those go. So that's the end of the formal presentation. We'd be happy to answer any questions, or we'll follow your lead.
Great. Thanks, John. Questions for Chair Kogan or Aneshka or John? Thanks very much. Appreciate your partnership. Thanks for being here. Thanks. Great. Now we do have representatives next from the NPI districts. So maybe I'll call you up three at a time since we've got four chairs. Ray Espana, Stanley Moy, and Loretta Stites, I think, are our first three. Welcome. From Cully, the Jade District, and Park Rose, respectively. So, welcome. Glad you could be here.
Thank you.
Ray, would you like to start?
Yes, thank you, Mayor Hales. Commissioners, it's always a blessing to be with you. I'm here with friends and colleagues to talk to you and really endorse the effort that's alive and well in the community, and that's related to the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative. As many of you know, I direct community development at NEA, but I also serve with the Cully Boulevard Alliance, and that is a steering committee of residents, business owners, service providers in the neighborhood, and we've been together developing our organization, our organizational effort. There are, as John mentioned, there are two NPIs in Cully, and the one I'm associated with, I would say, is more of the eastern portion of the neighborhood, Cully Boulevard. You'll hear from Mr. Granger on 42nd Street. He represents the west side. I mentioned that because one of the things that we're doing between Bob and I is really trying to be clear that we provide a single voice from Cully in our efforts to align and to work very closely together. We believe that the NPI has been some of the most progressive policy that I've seen implemented in the relatively near future. As it's been listed, it is community-driven, community-led, and I think that I really need to acknowledge the leadership of PDC, the commissioners who have endorsed a very strong and positive issue on equity. It is now time for courage on equity. And that the leadership piece is essential that we continue. The work that we've done at CBA in Cully is really to try to build our capacity. Some of the activities that we've done recently is that NEA, as well as CBA, we hosted a grant writing training program where 25 of staff and other NPI representatives were able to receive a week's long training from the Grantsmanship Center to help build our capacity to work together to develop those skills. For CBA that I'll be working with directly, we're planning a very specific training program probably in May. We're trying to finalize a date where we'll be instituting what is called a Building Communities training process. And as a result of a week-long engagement, the community will receive a prioritized action plan for us to implement and vet in the community. We're very excited about our investment in terms of NEA. NEA is the administrative portion of the CBA, so we handle the contract management, and we work very closely with the steering committee. With that, I know I'm limited on time. I just wanted to again, appreciate your leadership and your continued investment in the NPI.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Retta, would you like to go next?
Good afternoon, Honorable Mayor, City Council persons, the Portland Development Commission, and fellow MPI participants. My name is Loretta Stites. I'm the Vice Chair of the Historic Park Rose MPI, and I have the privilege of speaking to you today. I'm excited to announce our new addition to our group. We've hired Bridget Baer as our new district manager. And she and our project subcommittee are very busy, and they're in the process of evaluating our three excellent contenders for our up-and-coming $10,000 project. And that will be announced next Tuesday at our meeting, at which point we will be off and running. That project should be finished by July. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the PDC sincerely. Not only have they recognized the individual needs of six districts on the east side, but they've provided training and tools along with a very energetic mentor, Ms. Dana DeKline, to ensure our success. Our heartfelt thanks goes out to Dana and also to Lynn Knox, who has helped participate in helping us procure some very significant grants. Something very excited has happened on our east side. Not only have we seen a revival in our individual neighborhoods, but a camaraderie between the districts has developed, making our east side one big neighborhood. This will only make Portland a more lovable, likable, and livable city for all of us. The Park Rose Revival Project is committed to the growth and preservation of historic Park Rose, as well as its surrounding neighborhoods. We promote economic growth and community building through the engagement of our neighbors. We celebrate and respect our unique diversity, and we are focused on our future while we are remembering our past. We are the true meaning of what it is to be a Portlander. Last but not least, we have special thanks to all our volunteers who have put in many hours of hard work and dedication. And we'd like to thank Joe Rossi. You've inspired your neighborhoods to stand up and take part in the movement that will span way beyond our years. Once again, thank one and all for your involvement. Thank you.
Thank you. Stanley, welcome.
Good afternoon, Mayor Harrells and member of City Council. My name is Stanley Moy, and I'm affiliated with APANO, and I'm the J District organizer. The J District is a project of the 82nd Avenue Business Association and is a dense commerce area located within 82nd Avenue and Division Street. My family has owned a small Chinese bakery, King's Bakery, for over 15 years in the J District. In that time, I have seen significant expansion of the Asian business as well as other international business in the area. About 80% of the current business owners are immigrants speaking Chinese, Vietnamese, Korean, Hindu, Farsi, and Spanish as their first language. Over the last 3 months, I have connected with over 50 businesses as well as completing 20 in-depth surveys of their business needs. This relationship building is very important in order to connect with the immigrant owners due to the challenges of language and culture. In order to bridge this gap, I have been organizing events and projects. Our accomplishment includes holding a public meeting to explore ideas of promotion and capital improvement projects. We hope these projects will promote the district, increase our customer base, as well as benefit area residents. In addition, we have partnered with Portland Community College Southeast Center and Harrison Park School to hold a neighborhood cleanup and graffiti removal to improve the safety and appearance of the district. We want the illegal dumpsters, taggers, and drug dealers to know that someone is concerned about this neighborhood and that we are watching. Creating a working partnership with immigrant business, the city, and community organization will take time, but is in everyone's best interest. We are pleased with the recent coverage of the J District in the Portland Tribune and the Willamette Week. Both articles increase our district's visibility and desirability within the city of Portland. The vision for the J District is that we are creating attractive, vibrant, and healthy commerce district and neighborhood. We want to thank you for the city and the county's support of the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative. We look forward to a long and fruitful relationship, and thank you for your time.
All right, thank you. Questions for these three community leaders? Thank you much for what you're doing. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Now, our next three, I think, are Shamso Ahmed Ali from Division Midway Alliance, Jerome Funches from Rosewood, and Bob Granger from our 42nd Avenue. Welcome. Shamso, would you like to start? Go ahead.
Yes. Hello, my name is Shamso Ali. My family and I currently own a small business located in Southeast Portland, Tuakahala Market. The store is an upscale international grocery store, which includes authentic, hard-to-find ingredients from around the country and the world. The mission of Tuakahala is to provide Southeast Portland residents and visitors with a combination of quality, authentic, hard-to-find grocery items with good service and a pleasant atmosphere with the warm feel of an old-world international market. Along with providing our customers with best quality groceries and fresh meat, we also value the importance of our community. Unfortunately, since we have been open, we have struggled to find only the right connection to accomplish our business's mission to better the community, but we have also found it hard to thrive as business owners in this economy with the little knowledge we have. Being connected to the Division Midway Alliance has not only given us hope to make our business goals a reality, but it has also given my family and I the opportunity to finally connect with the right business resources to be able to help give back and provide opportunity and growth for Somali students living in Southeast Portland by providing them with employment and work experience. Tuakahala Market believes that the role of youth is of most importance in today's time, especially those who come here fleeing from the war-torn Somalia, hoping for better things that they're not easily finding in our country. Because of the Division Midway Alliance, contacts, and helpful information, as well as resources, we believe we can achieve our goals of a better community for our Somali residents and students. Thank you for giving me the time, Mayor and Commissioners.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. Bob, you want to go next?
Mayor Hales and Commissioners, my name is Bob Granger. I'm a member of the steering committee of our 42nd Avenue. On February 19th, we held our second annual community open house. And again, we had over 130 people from the neighborhood come and spend a couple of hours with us talking about their vision for the neighborhood. At this event, we had breakout sessions that were organized by Arnott Van Cicerin. Arnott is a community volunteer and professional architect, and he helped prepare some alternative building designs for four different locations along the street. The people had a chance to express their opinions, their preferences, and provide their feedback to us during that meeting. And we, in turn, were able to collect that information and on the following Saturday go to the comp plan open house and forward that information as a part of the community input to the comp plan. Suds and Duds is a laundry and dry cleaning business on 42nd, and it's been there a long time. It's a very important business in our neighborhood. They have new owners, Rosario and her father, Vicente, are interested in investing in new equipment and improving the signage of their small business. Since we've opened up our 42nd Avenue office on the street, we've had the privilege of having Stephen Green, one of PDC's small business consultants, come and spend time with us each week, meeting with businesses, talking with them about their visions and their plans, and he has been invaluable in providing assistance to Rosario and Vicente as they begin to look at how to improve their small business. In addition to these development activities, we have a community relationships committee. Their focus is to help us connect across all of the diverse members of our neighborhood, and to wrestle with how we can provide local benefit with minimizing the unintended consequences of displacement that can have as development takes place in our neighborhood. Molly Chitsey and David DiMatteo are residents of Cully, and they've helped us connect with NEA and other community organizations and explore how our NPI program can work together in the neighborhood to look at issues like job training, our interface with issues of housing and other community services. These three examples are directly related to chapters 1, 3, and 5 in this draft of the Portland Comp Plan. Okay. They address aspirational goals and policies related to urban design, community involvement, neighborhood centers, economic development, and equity. I believe it's important for all of us to recognize that these goals are already being addressed on our 42nd Avenue and in the NPI and Main Street districts in our city. And I would invite all of you on behalf of all of the districts to come out and see us, visit our districts, talk to the businesses, talk to the neighbors, talk to the community organizations, and see how these policies are alive and well in Portland. This is in large part in thanks to all of you, to Chair Kogan and our partners at Multnomah County, for leaders at PDC, the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, our regional partners and funders like Chase Bank, and the deep bench of community partners that are helping us make this happen. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Jerome, welcome.
Hello. I just want to say thank you for this opportunity to speak to you, Mayor, Council, Commissioners. I just want to say thank you for Chair Kogan for showing up as well. The last time I had the honor to speak with you, we were here asking for you to allow us to, I would say, ratify the NPI process. So I'm honored to be here today to basically tell you that we're starting that process and want to thank you for your support and helping us initiate that. You've heard a lot about all of the things that are going on in different NPIs. What I would like to focus on, you have a packet in front of you with all of our accomplishment from the Rosewood District. Again, my name is Jerome Funches. I'm on the Rosewood Board. I basically would like to focus on one of the programs that we've initiated out there, which is bicycle safety and education. We have an annual bike fair that was started last year, and that has not only allowed us to have bicycle safety and education for a multitude of immigrant youth and youth within our community, but it's also allowed us to fill a gap where other community services weren't reaching those kids. A lot of these kids are, come from families that have economic challenges, and a lot of these kids are, in their minds, seem to be forgotten. So one of the things at this bicycle fair that we've opportunity has, it's allowed the police to come in and do some community policing and interact with children, where these children were in a situation to not really taught to trust police officers. So this is not just giving us an opportunity to put bicycle helmets on kids' heads, give them some safety and education about bicycling, but it's also given us an opportunity to work with PCC and provide some kind of the tools and services that they've given us to help to throw these bike fairs. But it's also laying the groundwork to build a community that's going to be able to, in the future, give some of these children jobs in the bicycle industry, which is very large in Portland. I believe over $17 million last year was generated just by the bicycle companies and product makers within Portland alone. So again, being in Rosewood and facing some of those economic challenges of jobs in East Portland, we're laying the foundations now to kind of connect our community, not just with better policing, better bicycle safety, but also jobs. And I just want to say thank you for that opportunity. And I'm looking forward to making sure that we forward with this and that the NPI is going to be a success. And I just want to thank all of you for giving us that helping hand to move forward and change our community for the better. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions for these leaders? Thanks for what you're doing. Appreciate you being here. Next, I want to bring up someone who's one of our key partners for this program. The Northwest Area Foundation has been in a great partnership with the city, actually that I guess began in 2004, so almost 10 years now, with the joint development and funding of the Economic Opportunity Initiative, a system of workforce and microenterprise development projects for very low-income residents. Then they provided 3 years of seed capital for a new program, and each year since have funded some kind of innovation and system improvement for the EOI. And now, starting in July, for 3 years, the foundation is again providing seed capital for a new effort to assist struggling Portland businesses and residents, this Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative itself. And so by linking program staff with similarly focused efforts in other cities and states, the Northwest Area Foundation is also providing an important learning community for us here in Portland and what we're doing in neighborhood economic development. So we really appreciate this partnership, this long-term commitment, and welcome Gary Cunningham here to speak with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Mayor Hales, commissioners. I'm so delighted to be here in Portland. I think I go across the country. I get to see fantastic people in this country doing fantastic things. But every time I come to this city, I see you doing something that is out of the box, innovative, and moving an agenda for your entire population. I just, sometimes you can't see it from within, but coming here and seeing it the way I do, I can tell you that the process and the programs that you've been able to put in place are actually putting you in a position to be competitive, not only nationally, but internationally. And this work of deep work in these communities to really get at the full potential of your citizens to participate in the economic opportunities within this community is building the cornerstone for the city of Portland. So I just wanted to say that. Let me first introduce one of our Oregon board members who lives here in Portland. Nick Walrod is in the back here.
He is.
And I just wanted to introduce him. We have another board member here in Oregon, Bill Thorndike, that couldn't be here today, but he wanted to be. So I just wanted to say that. And I also wanted to say that the Northwest Area Foundation has had a long and deep relationship. You mentioned some of the relationships that we've had with the city of Portland, but we've had a long relationship going back to 1934 with the city of Portland. So just to let you know that. What I want to say is, you know, the question of why would the Northwest Area Foundation invest with this initiative? Part of it is because you have such a great track record working with us on the Economic Opportunity Initiative, which we've replicated in Duluth, Minnesota, is a replication of yours. We brought people from around our 8-state region here to Portland to see what you've been doing, because you are actually upping the not only the incomes, but the asset base of low-income populations, which is a remarkable feat. So I just my hat's off to Lynn Knox and the Portland Development Commission for the work, because I know I've worked in government, and I know it's difficult to make that innovation happen. The reason that Northwest Area Foundation is here is because this is a unique public-private partnership to develop small businesses and economic opportunity within these communities. What we're about is really getting at addressing issues of poverty and building sustainable prosperity throughout our region. This is a great opportunity to do that. And it's at the cutting edge of something that actually has the ability to be replicated around the country and around our region. So we're really looking with great anticipation for further results of this. Because clearly we will continue to invest in this as long as there are results for low-income people coming out of it. And so on your end, a part of the relationship that we have is that we actually are giving some resources to this project, and our expectation is that on the back end that low-income people will benefit from that. And as this relationship grows and develops, we hope that we can have other relationships with the City of Portland and the nonprofit community here. Because you're doing something both on the front of equity, access, and opportunity that doesn't often happen. So I just want to say my hat's off to you. We certainly will be with you steadfast, and we will be a critical partner as well. Because I think some of the best partnerships are those that people give you real feedback as things are going on so that you can grow and develop. And we certainly want that feedback as well. So thank you very much. I know several of you from different meetings, et cetera. But I just want to tell you, you are doing something unique. You should be very proud of your staff and the communities that are doing this work. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. Questions, comments?
Thank you for being here today. I enjoyed the first part of your comments about how great we are. I especially enjoyed the we will continue to invest and to be critical partners. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great. Others. Thank you so much, Gary. We really do appreciate your partnership and glad that it's gotten to the point where you can be blunt and plain spoken about ways for us to make improvements and to get to those outcomes that we all share. So that partnership is now strong enough that any conversation is a good one, and we certainly appreciate both your praise and your prodding for us to do better.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We have some other funders here, I believe. I think we have Brian Stewart from Chase. Yes, there he is. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and the commissioners of the City of Portland. For the record, my name is Brian Stewart, Community Relations Officer for JP Morgan Chase. I've been with the firm and its predecessor institutions for 25 years, working within the City of Portland and around the state of Oregon. One of our philanthropic priorities is to provide cities and regions with the tools and resources to strengthen economic development plans that identify employer demand, industry trends, and opportunities for innovation. That priority is one of the main reasons that we became involved in the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative in early 2012. We are excited to meet with the Nonprofit Association of Oregon and the Portland Development Commission to discuss the aspects of that plan. We were able to help launch the initiative by convening other funders, allowing them to learn more about the plan and the respective neighborhood groups. We were able to provide the first private financial support, $50,000, in early 2012, and we encouraged other financial investment which would leverage the city's resources. And as mentioned earlier, other early investors included Northwest Natural and the East Portland Action Plan. These investments were followed by a significant investment from the Northwest Area Foundation. We continue to work with businesses and not-for-profit organizations in the identified neighborhoods, providing additional resources for their projects. So JP Morgan Chase is proud of our investment strategy that will help build a skilled workforce and create jobs through investment in small business. And we're excited to be a catalyst of the City of Portland's Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative. Thank you.
Mayor, may I make
yes,
one comment?
Please.
Brian, you're here to take a bow around this initiative, but I also want to thank you for another investment you've made that didn't get perhaps as much attention, which is providing some early seed money for Mercy Corps and their REIT idea. It's hard to sort of describe this model, but the gist of it is it's a way that would allow people to capture the value that will happen in certain areas that gentrify or where the value property values go up. And this model, which is still in its formative stages, would allow low-income people to make investments and capture some of that upside of neighborhoods that turn. And that's been a hard sell in your industry. But I wasn't surprised that you were one of the earliest sort of supporters and provide some early seed money for Mercy Corps. So thank you for that and all that you do.
Thank you, Commissioner Fisher.
Thanks very much, Brian.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. We have some other partners here and want to invite them, four of them up, who've signed up in advance. Jonath Galan, Rosalind Hill, Joe McFerrin, and Heather Hoyle. So welcome. I think they're all four here. Yep, there's Rosalind. Welcome. Good to see you. Want to go ahead and go first?
Good afternoon, Mayor and fellow City Commissioners. My name is Jonath Colon. I'm one of the business development coordinators at the Hispanic Chamber, and I'm one of the partners in this great effort. I think if you had everybody who's involved in here and makes this happen, this whole building would be full. As you can tell from the testimonies, this is a great effort with a lot of people, with a lot of skill sets, with one mission, and that's to support our economic advancement in our community with our small businesses. I was asked to speak about both micro-enterprise and small businesses, which is the area that we're supporting the effort here. And I would say that this is one of those things that we don't see every day, the transformation that a little bit of effort does in the community. I think the easiest way is to speak to examples of what we're seeing. You know, recently, before school started, we had a single mom with three young ladies who sent her first child to college on a $32,000 income from her janitorial company. How do we do this? I have no idea, but we were able to find the resources to get that done. We have, last September, I was here speaking on the same issue, and I would tell you that our organization closed $912,000 in small business funds for our community that represents 27 small businesses. Their bank is in the room, so I shouldn't say like this. But it's hard to get money right now from the institutions as well as the traditional pots of money that were there for small businesses. So we're being very creative of where this money is coming from. It is impacting lives. It is impacting neighborhoods. I don't know who has the Transportation Bureau today, but I would say...
That's easy right now, yeah.
Yes. I would say that one of the calls that I had this morning was from some of the small businesses out in Outer Southeast. You usually get complaints about all the construction on the roadways. The comments that I was getting was that the fixing of the sidewalks along Stark is getting traffic to stop and actually notice that I'm a new business in the neighborhood. And Sandy... the same thing on 134th, the same comment from a beauty salon who no one ever had saw her signage, and she's for the first time having traffic come through her business. So it doesn't happen too often, but I thought I'd let you know these are some of the significant things that are happening. That excitement plus the technical assistance that's being provided to these businesses, it is jump-starting our community. We work really, really tight with PDC staff, and they're being transformational in how we're delivering technical assistance. We meet with them on a regular basis and look at deals and actually develop plans on how to help someone. If you want the best New York pizza, it's off of Holgate and 82nd. It's a recent business that came here, and it's also the same business who took over all the U-Haul services when PCC took over the largest suppliers of U-Hauls. These little things are transforming our neighborhoods, and technical assistance, PDC staff, and our great partners in this room are making those decisions every day. Malcolm from Safe Transportation's here, who came a few months ago to speak to you, he's expanded his operation. He had employees in his teens. He now has it in his 30s. He's going to look for a new space, and he's trying to stay within the north-northeast corridor. So very exciting. These strategies, these long-term strategies are the ones that are making transformation. Also being innovative, in about 20 minutes, for those who don't know what a flash sale is, This is a web-based sell. We have three craft people in Portland who have their goods on the web, on a flash sale, which means they have a certain number of days to sell their products to a very select number of people across the world. We'll be closing, and all of their products are actually sold out. These are the kind of innovation that we're working. We're working with small businesses who've been in the neighborhood who are forgetting or are trying to define, are they relevant anymore? And we're trying to find a place for them and find a strategy to make them relevant to the changing neighborhood, to the changing desires of the marketplace. Thank you.
All right, great. Thank you, John.
What's the name of the pizza company?
It's New York Pizza.
John. Thank you. Yeah.
Getting hungry already.
It's fantastic motto. It's a fantastic motto.
Heather, welcome.
Great. Thank you, Mayor Hales and commissioners. My name is Heather Hale, and I'm the executive director of Venture Portland and a member of the Neighborhood Economic Development Leadership Group. 50 unique neighborhood business districts thrive in Portland. Together, these districts comprise just under 19,000 businesses. They also employ Portlanders, providing 250,000 jobs, including some of the highest paying manufacturing jobs in the city. While serving the diverse communities that surround them, these critical commercial corridors also meet regional, national, and international demand for goods and services. For almost three decades, Venture Portland has invested in the strategic growth of these critical corridors with training, technical assistance, and grant funding. Since July 1st, we've provided 780 hours of training and one-on-one technical assistance to business leaders from every district across the city. And in fact, I came here directly from a training that we facilitated with 40 different business district leaders, learning how to master the technical intricacies of email newsletters. Okay. We've also supported, since July 1st, more than 250 large-scale business district events, everything from street fairs to tree lightings to the family-friendly holiday festivities that occurred last weekend that both grow the economy and contribute to the livability of our great city. We awarded $85,575 in grants this year to fund 31 projects in 23 business districts, which leveraged an additional $350,000 in private investment. That's nearly a 4-to-1 match. These are some of the most efficient dollars that the city spends. In fact, over the last 17 years in partnership with the City of Portland, Venture Portland has distributed nearly $1.1 million in grants to business districts, leveraging an additional $3.3 million. And last, but certainly not least, Venture Portland's Board of Directors, we are a nonprofit organization, is made up of one representative from each business district. These dedicated volunteers have contributed 850 hours to Venture Portland in the last 9 months. These volunteer hours, equal to 0.4 FTE or 16 hours a week, are in addition to the hours they contribute to their own business and their own business district. The reality of today's economy requires creativity and a commitment to work together from business owners, residents, and community and government partners. We have been a proud partner with the City, the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, and the Portland Development Commission through the formation of the Portland Plan, the Economic Development and Neighborhood Economic Development Strategy, and now the Comprehensive Plan, all identifying the critical need to support neighborhood business districts. Together, we provide an incredible continuum of services to the city's diverse neighborhood business districts. Working together, we can grow business and connect neighborhoods. Again, thank you for your support of neighborhood economic development strategies, Venture Portland, and the neighborhood business districts that help make Portland, Portland. I strongly urge you to continue investing in NED strategies and the neighborhood economic development programs that you're hearing about today. Together, we can create a healthy economy and ultimately a healthy, prosperous, and equitable city. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Rosalind, welcome.
Thank you. I'm a little nervous, so I'm reading this because I won't say everything I need to say. So anyway, my name is Rosalind Hill. I was actually born in Portland. Well, I was born in Vanport, but I was born in Portland, and I have very strong and positive feelings about the North and Northeast Portland. In fact, I'd say it's probably a passion of mine. I have traveled throughout the country and lived in several places, and Portland has given the opportunity that a lot of cities only wish they had to their fellow communities and business districts. In that, In 1993, I purchased a vacant building on Alberta Street, and I lived, developed, and worked on Alberta Street to make it become the Alberta Arts District. The community to me means family, and family means that you nurture it and that you work with it and that you build it to its highest potential. I'd say in 2008, a group and I bought a building in St. John's that had been vacant for 5 years. I believed in the building, I believed in the community, and at that time I worked to develop that building. It was a little bit hard for me to manage Alberta Street and still be active in the St. John's area. So in 2012, I actually bought a commercial building and resident in St. John's area, committing to that area. At that time, I was also on the Main Street Board and also on the Promotions Committee. I find that being on the board and being on the Promotions Committee and working with fellow businesses in the district is actually one of a positive nature. I feel that the businesses there for a long time, a lot of them are mom and pop. Some of them have been there for second and third generation, but they have not really been able to work and pull themselves out. Being out on the peninsula, people sort of have left them alone, and that has been more of a detriment to them than a positive. I would like to see, with the Main Street program continuing, I think it is an asset to the city. I think it's an asset to the community and to the business district. St. John's Main Street has worked to be an integral part of St. John's, bridging relationships between existing community groups to help build a stronger business community. And with the St. John's being located on the peninsula, it has not always received the help and direction needed to grow its business district. I think the Main Street program is very much needed in St. John's, and with St. John's, not only will the business benefit, but also the community at large benefits. I can only ask that when looking at the Main Street program and its benefits, remember that you are helping to build stronger communities, which Portland's greatest achievement and assets has. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Joe, welcome.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales and City Commissioners. My name is Joe McFerrin, and I'm the president and CEO of Portland OIC and the Rosemary Addison High School. And we provide educational, job training, mentorship, family support services for high-risk, low-income young people and their families in our community. I was asked to speak about workforce development and how the Neighborhood Economic Development Initiatives have impacted our community. First, I'd like to say that I've been working here in Portland at OIC for 18 years in workforce development. And at this time, I think that this is the strongest I've ever seen a community come together around workforce development and youth. My community partners, NEA, Portland Youth Builders, Open Meadow, ERCO, New Avenues, we've really worked really hard to provide opportunities for youth. And under the leadership of WSI and PDC, I believe we have a very strong system, a new system that will allow us to serve more young people with limited resources. So I'd like to endorse your continued support. I'd like to assure Mr. Cunningham that the work that we're doing is definitely making an impact on the ground. As a result of these efforts, the programs I outlined, as well as ours, are giving us an opportunity to expose young people who do not have connections that many of us in this room have to opportunities that without programs they would never have it. As a kid, I had jobs, Safeway, worked at the Boys Club, back when it was the Boys Club, Columbia Boys Club. I worked at the local Ed's Market on the corner of Lombard and Vancouver Avenue. And I had several other jobs throughout the community, cutting lawns and doing things like that. And what it did for me is give me a sense of respect, a sense of what it means to work hard to earn a dollar. But it also allowed me to connect with the community and meet mentors. But all of that was possible because of the connections that I had through my family and through other people in throughout the community. Unfortunately, the youth that we serve and the families we serve don't have those natural connections. And so what the economic initiative programs and efforts allow us to do as organizations is to bridge that gap between low-income people and the community at large. It also allows organizations like ours to leverage funds from the private sector and foundations. Your efforts, at the end of the day, provide a lifeline for many people, many citizens in our community. The last thing I would say is we have 55 full-time employees with benefits, insurance, retirement, and such. And I'm happy and very proud to say that of those employees, we have 5 full-time employees that were former participants of the economic initiative programs. And so it works. It's something that's needed. And you often hear me say at times that as an advocate for dropouts and young people that struggle in school, is that a job can make education relevant. And so we're going to continue to fight on the ground with your support. And thank you for your time.
Thanks, Joe. Thank you all. Questions? Thanks very much for being here today and for all you're doing in this program. Thank you. Those were our invited speakers. Are there other signed up to testify, Carl?
Yes, we have 2 more people, Clarence Lurkins and Lightning.
Come on up. Clarence, go ahead.
Mayor Charlie Hill and commissioners, pleased to be here today. Just want to thank you guys for...
put your name in the record.
Sorry. Oh, Clarence Larkins is my name. I'm part of the 42nd Avenue Business Association. I'm president of the 42nd Avenue Business Association. And I also have a nonprofit called Straight Path, Inc. And I work with a population of people that's kind of been looked over, well, not kind of been looked over, been looked over a lot, and also ex-offenders. They're part of our community, and Portland is not really a big city, so when we talk about ex-offenders, we're also talking about gang members as well. And we have a lot of these people that's really struggling. And what we do at Straight Path, we help them with employment, we do mentoring, and just trying to get them back on track once they come back into the community. And Straight Path's been in business for about 4 years now. And we've been getting private support, but not much public support as far as funding. And I just want to speak up for these folks because we can't just ignore them. You know, everybody... talk about helping the low-income individuals. So these are low-income individuals as well. And like I said, we need to do something to try to help this population. And there's been a lot of work. I lived in Northeast Portland since 1964, and I've seen a lot of changes. And whenever the urban development comes into the community, it's a lot of gentrification. So a lot of these people just get shipped from one community to another. Well, I'm proud to say with the NPI and with the 42nd Avenue Business Association, we're kind of hitting this head on just as we're doing the NPI. We're looking at this population of people and trying to figure out what we can do to help them as far as employment. On May 23rd, we're putting on a career fair at PCC, and I invited people from the city as well as the county, because I feel that guys have responsibilities for these people as well. You know, a lot of people don't like to hire ex-offenders, but if we don't give them a job, we're just going to leave them on the streets. So I asked the city to be a part of the career.